Hi, this is Aislinn Antrim from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Study Break, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students. This month, I spoke with Madeline Clark, a pharmacy student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, about mentorship and what students need to know about finding and utilizing a mentor. So to start off and really get back to basics, can you discuss what a mentor is? Does this person have to be your boss, for example, or could others serve as a mentor?
So I think this person could be a lot of people. I do not necessarily think it has to be a boss. I think we put too much of a formal emphasis around mentors sometimes. And it seems like it's this big, giant thing that we have to approach when really it should be super simple, I think. I think there are a couple different ways to approach mentors. And one, for me as a pharmacy student, I think connecting with students, older students early in your pharmacy process is really beneficial because they have that piece of insight about school that faculty members that maybe graduated from a different school or even that university 10, 15 years ago don't have. So really, you know, how is this professor going to ask questions? How best to study for these type of exams? What organizations to really get involved in? And so I think that that is a really beneficial part of mentorship. And then also, I think we take this for granted. So I don't work during pharmacy school. And so I don't have a boss that I could have as my mentor. And so I have really embraced using my faculty advisors as mentors. And I think that that's something a lot of students take for granted because at least for UMKC, like we're assigned an advisor as soon as we start pharmacy school. And so I think a lot of people are like, oh, that person's just there to like check and make sure I submit things. But I have really fostered a great connection with my faculty advisor. And then through our organization advisors who have helped introduce me to people that there's no way I would have gotten to meet any of them and really connected me into our state association, which I wouldn't have gotten to either. So I think using the resources that you have around you, especially to start when you're looking for a mentor and then growing on those. But to sum up your very first question, no, I do not think it necessarily has to be like a boss or a super formal connection.
Why are mentors so important for pharmacy students and even pharmacists after graduation?
This probably won't be the first time that I say this, but I have really come to learn in the last 3 years that pharmacy is such a small world. And the people that I met my P1 year at NCPA's annual conference, I continue hearing their names. I met them this last year. I saw some of them at APHA annual. And these are the people that are doing big things in pharmacy. And so it's really cool to continue seeing them do things within our profession, but also these connections are really small. And so being able to have a mentor to help foster those connections and introduce you to people when you're looking for a job or going through a residency match, having those connections and having somebody that says, ooh, like I know somebody that works there, you can talk to them and ask them questions. That's an invaluable contact that can really help you progress through your profession. And even to just have conversations like, I want to see what this person does on a day-to-day basis and see if that would be a fit for my life and my goals. And I think we don't really get that insider scoop unless you know somebody that's doing that. So I think that that's why it can be really invaluable and something that you should continue, not just in pharmacy school, but throughout your profession as a pharmacist too.
Students are often told to find mentors, but that can be really vague and a daunting task. What are some concrete steps pharmacy students can take to find a mentor?
So my first piece of advice goes out to my fellow organization leaders on their campus. And I have seen this done in two different ways. So the first one was our P1 year. If you joined APHA, you were assigned a mentor student pharmacist that was a year or two older. And kind of like I said earlier, walks you through professors, organizations, how to transition into a doctoral program instead of maybe just your undergrad. And then with being chapter president for NCPA on my local campus this last year, we started a new mentor-mentee program. And this is where we matched students with pharmacists in Missouri in independent settings. And I really am thankful for both of these, because not everyone is going to feel comfortable just like reaching out to a pharmacist. So if you're in an organization and you can help provide these opportunities to students who maybe don't know how to do that and just help them take one little step towards getting a mentor, I think that's so helpful, because we're in a crucial position as org leaders to help develop the people around us. And I think that that can be a really easy way. And I think you'll find we had more pharmacists sign up to be mentors than we had students that signed up to want a mentor. And so the pharmacists really want to share their knowledge and their journeys. And I think that just says something that like we can connect with these people and they want us to connect with them. So just take an opportunity and try and create that connection within your campus.
Once you've done this, how do you go about developing that relationship and really putting it to use?
So this is something that I feel like I'm continuously working on, because especially through this pandemic, we've seen so many people be working so much extra because we have just a new level of life added. And so I never want to feel like I am asking too many questions or adding something extra to their plate. That's just something that I have a hard time doing. But I think if you've created a connection with somebody and you've even said to them, hi, like, can I ask you questions? Like, I would love to hear more about your journey, or you were talking about this and I'm really interested in that. Like, how can I get more involved? If you preface that you want to talk to them and they say yes, they're expecting you to ask those questions and they're going to really want to foster those connections, I think. So I think really making sure to continually check in, and it doesn't have to be, you know, once a week or once a month, but every so often just say, hey, like, I hope you're doing well. If you have time, I would love to chat maybe later this week about X, Y, and Z, and let them know what you want to talk about. If you send them a 20-page list of questions, give them some time to respond. Obviously, don't expect them to reply that afternoon. But especially if you've asked somebody in advance if they will answer questions, be a mentor, they're going to expect that and they're going to hope that you do reach out. So I think just keeping that connection line open. And also, so some of the mentors that reached out to us through the NCPA program asked me to help them get connected to be set up for rotation sites. So just allowing the connection to stay open both ways, I think, is really important too.
Have you listened to the array of other podcasts from Pharmacy Focus? We have content for every specialty, including retail pharmacists, technicians, students, and more. In the latest episode of Move the Needle, hosts Ed Cohen and John Beckner discuss pediatric COVID-19 vaccines and preparation for flu season. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts. So Madeline, how can future pharmacists continue to develop these types of relationships throughout their careers, and why should they?
So pharmacy is continually changing and we are learning new things every single day. This profession is not stagnant. And I think to have a mentor that is doing innovative things or they are trying something different with their practice is crucial for us to watch and learn from them. And I think that's one way we can be really well served, by having a mentor as a pharmacist. And throughout your profession, you're going to have different goals, and different pharmacists or even not pharmacists are going to align better with some of your goals than others. So I think it's important to have multiple mentors in different aspects of your life, because there's not going to be just one person that you're like, oh yes, I want to do every single thing the exact same way as them. There's probably a few different people that you're like, oh my gosh, they created this really cool service at their hospital, and I would love to ask them questions about that to see how we could start doing that at mine. Or advisors saying, you know, how did you get into academia? These are all different types of pharmacy, and pharmacist is growing in every aspect. So really finding mentors who align with your goals, even if they're different.
Finding a mentor and networking in general can be especially daunting for more introverted people. Do you have any advice for students who may be more introverted and may struggle with the networking aspect of this process?
So I will admit, when I first got this question, I was worried because I'm very heavily extroverted and I was not sure how I was going to answer this question. So I did reach out to one of my friends, Vivian, who is more introverted than I am. And I asked how she would go about this or network with pharmacists. And she gave me two really solid pieces of advice. And the first one was that if you know you're going to a networking event or you want to go to a networking event, it can be really helpful to do it somewhere that you're familiar with. So if your school is hosting a networking event, take advantage of that because you're comfortable in the location, you're comfortable with your peers. And she said to like rehearse questions and answers that could be asked. So what area of pharmacy are you interested in? What do you want to do after school? Are you looking towards a residency or going into clinical practice, XYZ? And then her second piece of advice, which was really helpful for me as an extrovert, was she said it was really helpful when some of her extroverted friends would include her in conversations. So as an extrovert, now knowing this, saying, ooh, I know this person probably won't go up to somebody and just start a conversation with them. How can I bring them along and include them into this and get them connected where they may not feel as comfortable, you know, just walking up to somebody, but really making sure that they feel included and are getting their questions answered too. Maybe asking them before, hey, like, are there any specific questions you would like me to ask off the bat so you feel more comfortable where then you can go launch into your own questions? And I think that that was helpful for me to hear because I know there are times that my friends have been, you know, standing next to me and I'm just talking to this pharmacist. And then sometimes I have to step back and think, ooh, maybe I should introduce them and make sure they're included too, because they might not as feel just as comfortable jumping into a conversation. So I thought that was very, very enlightening. And I learned from that answer too from her. So I think both introverts and extroverts can get nervous going into networking, but once you're comfortable, making sure you're including those around you.
Can you remember a time when a mentor was instrumental in your own life?
So from undergrad, the thought that came to my mind was I had struggled through organic chemistry and all those fun prereq courses just a little bit because, you know, those were challenging. And then I got to biochemistry. And my first exam, I made, I think, a 54. And I was stressed. And at this point, I'd already thought, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't go into healthcare. This isn't my path. And my biochem professor pulled me into her office and we cried in her office together. And she was like, I know you can do this. You are intelligent. We just need to figure out how to change your study habits. How do we do this? Because I had just kind of gone through organic, like I'll kind of memorize these structures and do what I can and then kind of forget about it. And so with biochem, she was really encouraging me to figure out a study process. And I have utilized that every single day since that biochemistry class. And she had such a huge influence on my life in undergrad that I completely turned it around. And I'm not saying I was a horrible student, but like I just didn't know how to study. And I think that gave me such an advantage coming into pharmacy school because I had already learned how to study. And so I didn't have that immense learning curve. And so that guidance from her has definitely changed my life through pharmacy school and was just had a really big impact on it.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just say, don't think of it too formally. Really just use these people as a network to ask questions to. Pharmacy is a small world and it's continually growing and we are changing as a profession, and having guidance throughout your pharmacy journey, your residency journey, as a pharmacist, it is beneficial to have other mentors who are lifting up this profession and changing it. And then I think I'll just close out with saying, after you've been mentored, turn around and help somebody else. I think it's important that we continue this cycle of how do we get these people into our organization. So for me as an organization leader this year, I really tried to connect with students who I knew had similar goals that I did, and I help them get on our exec board as a P1 and certain things like that. So if you're now an older organization leader, or when you become a pharmacist, make sure you're helping those around you because you benefited from a mentor. So try and help somebody else with their process too.
Thanks for listening to Study Break, a pharmacy-focused series. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.